Things are moving along. There's even a thought that Philip Rivers is now finalizing a deal with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll keep you up to date on that if that happens. But we welcome on our friend from Bleacher Report Gridiron. He is Mike Tenier, and he's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Mike, welcome back.
You can hear me typing in the background. It's good to be back, and it's good to be talking a little bit of football right now.
Yeah, I wish they'd spread it out, but we'll take what we can get. So we're not complaining at all, because we are trying to provide some normalcy and some distraction and amongst this very sensitive and scary time. All right, so let's tackle the headline first. Tom Brady announces he's not going to be a Patriot anymore. I got to write this down in Sharpie. Your life doesn't go with it. Where's he going?
Okay. I'm going to say Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
I'm going to say that because I look at the tea leaves now, and I'm down to looking at the tea leaves. I've got nothing on the Tom Brady situation. I assumed, you know, as of 48 hours ago, he'd go back to the New England Patriots. So I look at the different fits, and I say, well, where's a coach he's going to want to work with? And that would be Bruce Arians. I look at what receiving core that he's going to be comfortable with. That receiving core is stacked. That's everything a quarterback could want from a receiving core. And then the icing on the cake is low property taxes and low income taxes. And that's $30 million in Florida is different from $30 million in California. And it's enough to make a difference even for Tom and Giselle. So I put those things together and I get the Buccaneers.
Now, Mike, looking back on the New England side of this, is there a free agent quarterback or a guy out there that you think makes sense for Bill to go get as his quarterback of the future?
One would have been Bridgewater, but he looks like he is signed, sealed, and delivered to the Panthers. And all I can say now is expect the unexpected from Bill Belichick. He has a plan in his back pocket from Jump Street. He did not walk into free agency and start putting the money elsewhere, you know, putting the money into the McCourty brothers and some of the other places that they reinvested in some of their younger veterans without having an idea. One of those ideas might be the young man from Auburn that they drafted last year. A lot of people like him. I never really saw it with him. I thought he was a high-effort kid, but they might love him there. Another one might be trying to bring Jacoby Brissett back. Seems a little odd. Brissett faded at the end of the year. He's worked with McDaniels in the past. There's a plan in place, and it's probably going to be something unlike anything we ever expected because it's Bill Belichick, and when he does these things, he doesn't do them by half measures.
Well, yeah, and I don't think, you know, listen, you're not going to replace Tom Brady. Like, I think everybody knows that the Patriots are a weaker football team today. I don't even know. Let me ask you this. Is there a name of a quarterback that the Patriots could get right now that you would feel like that's a win for them? Not necessarily that it's an upgrade over Brady, but that, wow, that's a pretty good parachute.
That's a good question. Bridgewater would have been the parachute. Mm-hmm. You know, now you start looking at names like Andy Dalton, and like that's a very unusual parachute. I don't think they make a move like that. So I'm not thinking in terms of the parachute, but I am thinking kind of what you're thinking. It's like they're definitely a weaker team, but they're building around that defense. That defense was carrying them at times last year, to be blunt, and they're trying to keep that intact, work in that direction, which means the caretaker type quarterback might come in and say, well, with a caretaker type quarterback and the running game and the defense, we can still go and we can still win the AFC East. Another thing that you could see happening is he could have a trick up his sleeve in the draft. He might be looking in the draft to do the next thing in the evolution of the NFL. He might have looked at Lamar Jackson, looked at Patrick Mahomes and say, I might be able to find that guy out there. Maybe he thinks Jordan Love is that guy. Maybe he thinks he can figure out something for Tua. I can't imagine that, but maybe he can start a rumor that the injuries are worse or something like that, try to make him fall. But there might be another plan B like that where he wants to turn it into a something that the Ravens did, something that the Chiefs did, and he thinks he can perceive a way to do that.
Mike, I have to ask you about a somewhat of a surprising move through my eyes yesterday was the Las Vegas Raiders going to get Marcus Mariota. What was your take on that, and what do you think this means for Carr now?
You know, that's kind of the joke with it that's been going around. It's like, you know, Ryan Tannehill went and he kind of dumped Mariota. So Mariota's going to go, and he's going to dump Carr. And then Carr's going to go to another team. He's going to dump, you know, Mitchell Trubisky. Then Trubisky's going to go to another team. And by that point, you know, like Drew Locke or somebody will be like sort of fading from his chance to be a starter. And they're just going to cycle these quarterbacks around. I think it's going to be competition. Mariota is a type of guy that Gruden really likes. And if there's a couple of things that Gruden really likes, he likes pesky quarterbacks who don't have great arms but can move a little bit. He really likes those, and that's Mariota to a T. That's one thing. And he also likes competition and having guys going up against each other for these jobs. He tended to rotate his quarterbacks a little bit until he found his Rich Gannons, and Rich Gannon was a lot like Mariota, and so was Brad Johnson. So I think what he's going to do is open up a competition here. I don't know who wins the competition coming out of camp. I don't know what competitions are going to look like this year, the way everything is going. But at some point, I think he's going to see Marcus Mariota supplant Carr as the quarterback for the Raiders.
Mike Tenier, NFL lead writer for Bleacher Report Gridiron, with us here on Carpenter and Rothman. So Cam Newton, this is an interesting one, right? I mean, when you say the name, it brings up there's talent there, there's a weapon there, but you have the health concerns, and Maddie and I are trying to figure out, like, is there a landing spot for him? Like, if Rivers go, like, you guys just crossed the Raiders off. Tom Brady's going to cross either the Tampa or the Chargers off, most likely. I guess that puts Jameis out into the portal of some kind.
Yeah.
You got Tua and Burrow, who you just guys mentioned, they're going to be coming into the league.
Right.
Is there a landing spot for Cam Newton that makes sense, that he could actually be the starter?
There's a lot here, and here's one of the big things. A couple of weeks ago, we were saying, well, we're going to get Cam Newton. We'll get the physicals, the medicals. We'll get a clean bill of health. He'll go through the OTAs, go through the mini camps, et cetera. All that's off the table now, unfortunately, because so like some people are impacted like we are by the virus, et cetera, et cetera. Now we won't know the health situation. We won't know how the rehab for Cam Newton is going to go, and he's already on the trading block. That could leave him as a guy that no team wants to look at and say, we can rely on him guaranteed as a starter. So that, like, automatically lowers the trade value for him. That puts him in a position where a team like, say, the Chargers, who might be interested in him, might be like, well, if we do that, we can only do it at this price and make sure we have plan B in place. The Dolphins might be a team that would jump on something like that. And you're right, these other things are opening up. Maybe he's Bill Belichick's secret weapon here, that he can – Belichick can read that font that Cam Newton types in and can read the secret message in there. Who knows? But the other person impacted, since I was bringing that up, is Tua is now on that same boat. A lot of us were like, okay, Tua goes in, you pick him fourth and fifth, you know you got a medical situation you have to wait on, so you kind of mess around with him in camp and all. Now you don't know when anything's going to start. If you draft Tua, you might be like, oh, we're drafting this guy for 2021 because we don't know if we're going to get him in the facility in May. So that impacts these things. The bottom line is there are a lot of musical chairs happening right now. And right now I think there's more players than chairs. There's going to be some odd man out. I think Jameis is going to be an odd man out. I think for health reasons, Cam might be too.
Mike, I have to ask you about what the heck happened in Houston yesterday, because Bill O'Brien's name has been all over the place, and rightfully so. Just kind of your thoughts on that trade. And, like, if you're Deshaun Watson, like, what should be your message to Bill O'Brien right now?
Get me my contract now, or trade me too. Put me out there on the block. Trade me to your buddy Belichick. Let me be the answer over there. You know what? It's like Bill O'Brien, head coaches are like, when you ever ask a head coach about a player who's holding out, the head coach always says, I'm concentrating on the guys who are here. I'm focused on the guys who are here. They always say it. It's a cliche. And that's how they think too. If they got 45 guys in front of them and two guys holding out, they don't even want to think about the guys holding out. Well, Bill O'Brien, the general manager, doesn't want to think about the guys holding out. When Jadeveon Clowney held out, it's almost like, you're out of my mind, whatever. I'm going to trade you to Seahawks for nothing. And then there was this talk about, you know, Hopkins was looking at the new contracts. He had 3 years left in his deal. He's going to do that thing Julio Jones did a couple of years ago where he misses some mini camps. He's not really holding out, but, you know you got a disgruntled guy. O'Brien looked at this and said, all right, we'll trade you for nothing. That's a terrible way to run a football team. You can't trade away your guys like the moment they might be a little bit concerned about their ends, you're going to trade them for money. I think that's how Bill O'Brien does that, and it's going to send a very scary message to Laremy Tunsil, left tackle, who's going to want a new deal, that to Deshaun Watson, who's going to want a new deal soon. This guy, you go up to him and say, hey, it's time for my contract negotiation, and he's the general manager, and he's like upset about that, or he's mad about that, or he doesn't know how to approach it. And I think that's really what you're seeing in Houston. It's a very bad organizational plan that they have to let O'Brien be in charge of absolutely everything.
Boy, the NFL is really taking center stage now, and rightfully so, with everything that's going on and Brady's movement and everything else. But, Mike, we will keep you on the speed dial, bud. We appreciate your time and insight, man. Thanks, and be well.
Always a pleasure. Stay strong, and stay home.
You got it, Mike. That's well done. Mike Tenier, lead writer for Bleacher Report Gridiron. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.